thanks to everyone who have watched my YouTube ads. That's why I have a new gadget today. I just bought one more ring light. So I hope the video quality is a lot better from now onwards. And today I'm going to share with you how the market is performing. So to know how the market is performing, very importantly is how well HDB resale prices is moving. Are you happy or not? Because 80% of Singaporeans owns a HDB flat. And the results, drum roll. HDB resale prices increased 2.3% in Q2 of 2024. And transactions is up by 4%, which is not only good news to the existing HDB upgraders, it also impacts EC owners, private property owners like condos, and of course landed properties as well. So how does HDB resale prices impact condos lah, landeds lah? I'll be sharing with you shortly. So let's do some recap. In 2023, property market is doing well. So if you have bought any good properties in 2023, you have made money by now. I must emphasize good properties, because even you buy good properties in bad times, you will still make money. Likewise, you buy a shit property in the best time, you also lose money immediately. And in 2023, property do well. How many million dollar flats are there in 2023? And we have $469 million flats. So the big question, will property price continue to increase for this year, 2024? So how many million dollar flats we have sold for just Q1? You will be shocked, man. $185 million flats. And quarter two, from April to June, $236 million flats. That means in just the first 6 months of this year, $421 million flats. That means by this year end, it's quite possible to hit double of the $1 million flats sold in 2023. It is very crazy, eh? So if you take like 421 divided by 183 days, every day we have $2.3 million flats sold every day. So you see, $1 million flats is getting more and more common due to what, inflation. And I realize some of the people, they don't believe that BTO will hit 2 million one day. And some of the people also don't believe that brand new BTO will cost 1 million one day, which will be soon, my friend. And don't be shocked, because if I remember correctly, the highest price for BTO is at Ang Mo Kio, which is called the Central Weave. The 5-room flat costs 877,000 already. It's very close to 1 million already. So maybe in just a few years' time, you will see the first $1 million BTO flat being launched. I guess it's the Bayshore one, because that one got sea view. And in my last video, I do not know the record prices that I shared is till June or till May, but never mind, let's forget about that. And I'm not going to continue from that video. I'm going to restart a new one, because there are too many $1 million flats record prices every day. So in just July alone, got $120 million HDB flat, which is like a 4 a day, man. So let's go for the first one. July 1st, take a break. 2nd of July, straight away, we have 1.14 million all-time high for a low floor unit in Tampines. So take note. Any $1 million flat in this estate that you hear later on, these are the areas whereby all the freshly baked Hua Kuei HDB owners, they may upgrade to the nearby condos. That's why the condos there huat what. And Tampines is a one good example of a very huat OCR estate. So quickly talk about 1.14 million, what can you buy? For private property, 1.14 million, you can only get a 2-bed, 2-bath in OCR. Definitely you can't get a 3-bedroom in OCR anymore, because right now in Tampines, the cheapest you can get is at least 1.35 million for a 3-bed, 2-bath. And I will put it here on the timeline. Immediately 3 days later, we have 1.208888888. Should also give 88 cents ma. Just give 1.208888888 88 cents, so that you can huat all the way. And then 4 days later, we have executive unit all-time high record breaking sale, 1.238 million, highest in Serangoon. There are so many record prices until I've forgotten what's the last one. Now you know lah, Tampines huat, Serangoon huat, Ang Mo Kio huat. Okay, I will put it here. So let's put it here. Then this time very fast, 2 days later, another record price. And this time in this estate, forever one lah. 4-room unit at Dawson, which is Queenstown, sold for 1.3 million. A 4-room flat is the same as a 3-bedroom condo, because they have 3 rooms ma. So at 1.3 million, yes, you can buy a record price at City Fringe, Queenstown. And today at 1.3 million, you can only get the XEC 3-bit 2-bar in the north, in the west, in northeast and east. There's a few choices, but if you want to pay a lot more just to appear on newspaper, then you pay 1.31 million for a 4-room flat in Queenstown next. For the next record, this time it took some time. This time is 11 days. Triple record price. The first one, $2 million flat in Sengkang. Second one, HDB loft in Punggol. Third one, executive in Clementi. All time high. So these three records, you spread across 11 days. Almost every 2-3 days, you have one record price. Okay, let's look at the record for these three of them. The first one is the Clementi one, executive 1.15 million. Punggol one is a 5-room loft, 1.228 million. Punggol also what one? Because now it's not 1 million, now it's 1.228 million. Once you see million-dollar flats, the condos there, what one? Then the third one is Sengkang, the second HDB flat sold for 1 million, which is a 5-room flat. From here, you can see something. It's quite weird one. Sengkang, don't know why, for some reasons, the condos don't perform as good as Punggol. Weird, right? Punggol is at the end. Sengkang is second to the end, but Punggol is the one that has good growth. Yeah, sometimes I also don't know how to explain. So due to a lot of research that I've done, there are certain areas just meet everything. Got MRT, got shopping mall, got everything, but it just don't perform. I don't think you are like me who look at numbers every day, ma. But anyway, this is a tip for you. Sengkang don't really perform. I have a reason here. I don't know whether I want to say or not. Because of the political area lah. So maybe that's the only reason lor. Okay, next. Before I tell you the next record price for HDB, why not we talk about private property? If you can see the HDB record price almost every 2-3 days, what do you think about private property price? Is it lesser or is it more? Then you are correct lah. Of course more lah. Because as I say, I look at numbers every day. All my top resale projects, they record price every day. You know, I went for Japan just for this 3-night over the weekend just to have a breather. Came back just 4 days, then you can see, wow, this one record price by another 100k more. 100k more, guys, it's a lot of money. It's like from 2.08, the next one 2.18 million. It's like, huh? Wow, record price here. Then the small one, 1.3 million. Then the next one, now want to transact 1.4. The small one also 100k more. Now you understand, when you see HDB prices go up so fast, private property is a safer asset, which I always encourage everyone, if you have the guts, always upgrade when you can. Because things is not getting any easier, it's getting more and more challenging. I do this for 14, 15 years. Every time I do my consultation, price is getting higher, you are getting cuter, and your income can't fight property price at all. That's the reason you buy property. In summary, resale property price, every day got record price. And I do recommend good resale projects to my members lah. So I don't only talk about new launch. I do a lot of resale properties as well. Okay, let's move on. Next one is the Ooh La La one, which is the highlight for this year. I don't think it's this year lah. It will be even higher lah. So we have 1.73 million for a 5-room at Queenstown. I think the last one was like 1.588 million at the Tiong Bahru one. I think it's the Tiong Bahru one. And then now we have 1.73. So you see the jump is like, wow, how much more? 150k more, 160k more, which is amazing. So if you think that HDB goes up like, wow, even crazier, I show you lender is mind blown, man. Never mind, I'll show you shortly. But most importantly, now ask yourself, since everyone know about this transaction, 1.73 million, so I think the next very interesting question is, what can you buy in a resale condo market for 1.73 million? Let's round up to 1.75. You know why? Because 1.75, the good news to you, there's a small chance, this little chance that you may still possible to buy a 3-bedroom in city fringe with MRT and shopping mall. But it's so rare, because my last member who bought this is like a few months ago, 3-bed 2-bath city fringe at 1.73 million. So now I just up a bit, I say 1.75 because market goes up about 10k per month, so which means per year, it has a potential increment of 100k capital gains every year lah. So that's why I say now it's about maybe 1.75. There's a small possibility you can buy this City Fringe. So if you can't get this 1.75 million City Fringe 3-bedder, it means you are priced out already. Priced out means you cannot buy anymore lah. So what can you do if you price out? It's either you drop one tier from 3-bed 2 bath to 2-bed plus study lor. But sometimes some project don't have 2 plus study. So you drop one more tier to 2-bed 2 bath. And 2-bed 2 bath City Fringe about 1.4 plus million. Then if you want a 3-bedder, what you can do? You are priced out from City Fringe. The only way to get 3-bedder is to go all the way further away to JB. No lah. To Yishun, no lah, no lah. To Pulau Ubin, no lah, no lah. To your OCR. OCR, a lot of area. Your Jurong, your Canberra, your Choa Chu Kang, your East lah. East, you have your Tampines, your Pasir Ris, your Bedok. There's a lot of OCR areas. And the good news to you, it's possible that you can get a 4-bedroom condo. It's an XEC lah. And I shared this before. Some XEC is walkable to MRT station. And some even best, you can walk to shopping mall. And some got very good primary school as well. So with such combination, MRT, la, shopping mall, la, good school, la, even an XEC at less than 10 or even 10 years old, they still perform well. And when I say perform well, 100k per year, lo, quite easy one. When I say easy, it's based on facts and figures. My one-to-one member who just bought 1 year ago, made 100, lo, some made 150. La. Those who bought 2 years ago, one, they make 200, some good ones make 400. So I'm happy for this person. They bought a 3-bedder 2 years ago. Everyone, just 2 years ago at 1.4 million, a 3-bedroom in OCR. Today, 1.8 million. You know who you are. I've congratulated before. I'm very happy for you. So you should start looking at your second property. So what's so good about second property? Imagine one property make 200-300k for 2 years. Two properties, 600 lor. And the entry price is not high because we are talking about OCR. I'm not talking about, oh, buy core region, buy the very pretty, luxury, expensive type. No lah, we buy in areas whereby HDB upgraders would like it. That's why knowing where are the $1 million flat estate is very important for your upgrade journey. I am making money very simple lah, but for those people who don't know, you may think it's an art. Don't lah. No lah, you have me in your life ah. You sure hot one. So in summary, 1.75 million potentially can buy a 3-bedder in City Fringe, but you are almost priced out ah, as I said just now. If not, you can go for 3-bed 3-bath condo, or for those people who have 6-7 people, a village of people to live together ah, then it's possible to get a 4-bedroom XEC. This is a fun update for HDB flats and how it will affect like condo prices and definitely landed prices as well. So I hope everyone will start somewhere, just plan, just get things done and move lah. Continue to get yourself educated and see you in my next video.